Republicans made big inroads with Hispanic voters in Texas last year. Now, a newly approved redistricting plan will test the GOP's reach with Latinos and whether those gains are locked in for good. This game of Texas Hold'em could dictate if they get to keep control of the U.S. House. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more.
Under a broiling sun, there's a popular frozen drink stop in Seguin, Texas, known as Millie's, where locals cool off.
Just strawberry in it. This one sells pretty good. Chamoy and mango.
But business owner Tomas Hernandez Jr. says the political environment here is hotter than ever. He says a lot of that has to do with the struggling economy.
A lot of the people that supported Trump, we're not expecting this to happen.
Grocery prices are high, suppliers are charging more, and laborers are leaving as the Trump administration intensifies deportations. Now, state Republicans are moving Hernandez's South Central Texas community into a new congressional district in a bid to grow their U.S. House delegation. A Democrat, Hernandez doubts many of last year's GOP voters, including his own relatives, will stay loyal.
Hispanics, whether they're my own family or non-family members that supported Trump, they saw it as good for the economy, but I don't see any benefits.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed the new maps into law on Friday, adding 5 new Republican-friendly districts. 4 of those new seats are Hispanic majority, testing the GOP's reach with the state's largest demographic. Longtime Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn likes to brag on his party's gains with Latino voters.
President Trump won a substantial increase in the vote of the Hispanic population.
That's Cornyn during a campaign stop at an Abilene, Texas school this week, 300 miles from Seguin. In last year's election, Trump nearly won a majority of Hispanic voters nationwide, up from roughly a third during his previous run.
As Democrats at the national level become more and more radical and more extreme, I think more Hispanics are looking to Republican candidates to vote.
But Texas Democratic Congressman Greg Kassar disagrees. During his campaign launch this week, he said Republicans will lose Latino voters. Kassar is running to represent a shrinking blue dot in Austin under the new map. His old 35th congressional district will shift south to a 4-county area that includes Seguin and will be 60% Latino.
I've already heard from multiple South Texas Democratic elected officials who are looking to run in that South Texas district, and I look forward to supporting them.
University of Houston politics professor Brandon Rodinghouse says history is not in the Democrats' favor. The party effectively lost control of the state in the 90s.
The effort here seems to be to make the Democrats be exclusively an urban party. The districts that Republicans are drawing to try to maximize their gains include suburban areas, exurban areas, and rural areas.
But there's no guarantee what critics call gerrymandering will play out that way, at least in the near term. Polls show Latinos who voted for the GOP are turning against Trump over the economy and deportations. That could make the new maps riskier for Republicans than they think.
This is what some people call a dummy mander, right? Like you kind of inadvertently draw a map that ends up hurting.
Still, back in Seguin, Hernandez says Democrats have taken Texas Latino voters for granted. Now, he argues Republicans have given them a new opening, and his party needs to ramp up their game.
If Republicans weren't worried, they wouldn't be doing all this redistricting and stuff. So I think Democrats need to wake up and be active and vote.
The new GOP map could solidify the party's grip on Texas for years to come, especially if Democrats struggle to win back Latino voters in the state once solidly in their camp. Claudia Rizales, NPR News, Seguin, Texas, and parts beyond.